Welcome back to Challenges of Faith Radio Program. I'm Gary McCants. Thank you for joining. I'd like to acknowledge God and our listeners. So, I want to talk about some topics that I know you should be interested in, especially as it relates to your health. When was the last time you went to your human doctor and honestly had a checkup for you and your life? You know, you know you're important to somebody on this globe. Ponder if you want to who those persons are. But a lady by the name of Ellie Wilcock had experienced a sudden pain in her abdomen. She assumed that a urinary tract infection had occurred. It was something that the then 25-year-old had experienced before. But the actual cause was a cancer. She was diagnosed with stage 4 bowel cancer, the most serious kind of the disease. Is the cancer gas used in your state? You know, the medical gas found in thousands of hospitals across the United States, where you're aware is linked to deadly tumors. Did you know that? Ethylene oxide is a colorless, odorless gas routinely used to clean hospital equipment, including ventilators, surgical kits, and gowns. But studies suggest that when it is routinely breathed in, the chemical can cause damaging mutations in cells and raise the risk of cancer, including of the blood, stomach, and breasts. There are particular concerns for those living around sterilization facilities where the gas can hang in the air for hours, repeatedly exposing people. The Environmental Protection Agency warned that there were 88 facilities using the gas in 2022, with 20 of these having emission levels in the local area that concern officials. Some of the affected states identified included Missouri, Nebraska, Colorado, Utah, Oklahoma, Texas, and Florida, among others. Among them is Sterilization Services of Tennessee, which has generated alarm among residents at the nearby Mallory Heights Community Development Corporation in South Memphis. Vera Holmes, president of the area's own CDC, is campaigning for action over the polluted air. She told ABC News, "So many people that I know within my family and that live in this area have died of cancer or have cancer now. One resident is Ural Grant, who has lived in Memphis for 35 years. Mr. Grant was diagnosed with stage 4 colon cancer in 2019 and told ABC News that many of his neighbors also have cancer. I thought this was my American dream right here, to have a home, to have a house," he said. "But then it kind of turned into an American nightmare." Mr. Grant said that he cannot afford to move due to his mounting medical bills, much like many other residents in the working class neighborhood. Did you hear about the exclusive Don't Eat Runny Yolks? The health experts advise Americans to avoid eggs sunny side up. Dr. Darren Detwiller, food safety expert at Northeastern University and former advisor to the FDA and USDA, transmission of bird flu to humans through the consumption of properly cooked poultry products, including eggs, is very low. The risk arises with improperly cooked eggs or poultry meat. Using pasteurized eggs or ensuring eggs are fully cooked could provide an additional layer of safety, reducing the risk of potential exposure to the virus. Bird flu often spreads from water birds like ducks and geese to chickens. Dr. Detweiler notes that when chickens become infected, the virus can be present in their saliva or saliva, nasal secretions, and feces. Consequently, the virus can contaminate the bird's environment, including the eggs they lay, he said. It's similar to common foodborne illnesses like salmonella and E. coli, which infect humans through animal products that are not fully cooked. Dr. Detweiler therefore recommends customers be cautious about eggs that have runny yolks, which includes sunny side up, poached, soft boiled, and over easy. In the case of avian flu concerns, eggs should be cooked until both the white and yolk are firm, which ensures that the egg reaches a temperature that is likely to kill any viruses present, he said. For dishes containing eggs, cooking to an internal temperature of 160 Fahrenheit, 71 C, is recommended as a precaution to ensure safety, as this is an effective step for bacteria and viruses, including the bird flu virus. If eggs are not cooked thoroughly, for example, if they are runny or soft-boiled, the virus might not be completely killed, which could potentially lead to infection if the eggs were contaminated. So I know you're cooking your eggs as been recommended by the experts. Did you hear that a federal judge has hit the Center for Disease Control over withholding data on adverse vaccine reports? Did you hear? The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention continues to resist closing information on claimed side effects and problems with this COVID-19 vaccines, including from healthcare workers. Due to a January order by U.S. District Judge Matthew, now you know I'm not going to ruin a person's last name, spelling K-A-C-S-M-A-R-Y-K. In a Freedom of Information Act case, the CDC is being forced to turn over hundreds of thousands of free text entries from VSafe. The court has scolded the CDC for its continuing efforts to withhold information on these complaints. Did you hear about the danger zone drums of toxic chemicals that was found buried at a Long Island park and community with history of cancer concerns? It's interesting, isn't it, about whether it's the homes you're living in or the environment or whatever the case may be, about this cancer-causing elements. Six large drums filled with toxic chemicals encased in concrete was discovered buried under a Long Island park in a community long plagued by cancer concerns. Officials reveal the 55-gallon steel drums were found by contractors. Wow. Part of a multi-year plan to clean up contaminated soil at Bethpage Community Park, which has been the Northrop Grumman Aerospace dumping ground for decades, Newsday reports. The New York State Department of Environmental Conservation said the discovery presented no immediate threat to public health, but fed-up residents are demanding a full soil excavation. Do you blame them? I mean, you're talking about if you're not looking out for you, your loved ones, your family, your friends, and including your enemies. Did you hear about the urgent recall of 8 million packs of top-selling laundry detergent that's being sold at Walmart, Target, CVS, and Family Dollar after defective packaging led to case of children eating dangerous capsules. Did you hear? Did you hear that laundry detergent pots pose a serious risk if eaten and can cause eye injuries? The packets are supposed to be designed to keep children from opening them. The manufacturer, Procter & Gamble, has recalled 17 products from four major brands. The laundry detergent pots, PODs, from major brands including Tide and Ace have been urgently recalled over safety fears. The watchdog said the detergent pods are sold in flexible film bags, which can split open near the zipper track, which means children could gain access to the contents. It has received four reports of children in the United States getting into the bags, three of which reported that they ingested a detergent pod. The zipper is meant to mean that kids cannot gain access to the pods, which are toxic to eat and can also cause injury to the skin and eyes. The recall involves certain lot codes of 17 variations of Tide pots, Gang Flings, Ace pots, and Ariel pots liquid laundry detergent packets. It only applies to bags distributed in the United States that were manufactured between September 2023 and February 2024. Now remember now, it's only April of 2024. The watchdog said consumers should immediately secure the recalled bags out of sight and reach of children and contact manufacturer Procter & Gamble for a full refund and a free replacement child-resistant bag to store the product. Consumers can check to see if their bag is part of the recall by checking the lot code on their packet. It's found on the bottom of the package. The consumers with recall bags can submit a photo of the recall product showing the lot code to participate in the recall. The bags were also on sale at Big Lots, Home Depot, Sam's Club, and online at Amazon. The four reported incidents to the watchdog happened during the time period that the recall lots were on sale, but it is not known if the laundry packets came from the recalled bags. It comes after concerns were raised over a social media craze, which led teenagers to eat laundry detergent pods. The doctors warned people not to participate in the potentially fatal Tide Pod Challenge, where teenagers filmed themselves chewing and gagging on colorful detergent pods and then daring others to participate. Come on now, teenagers. Children. Did you hear about the teenager who was left fighting for his life when an anesthesiologist tampered with his IV bag during revenge mission against clinic? And he tells trial that he thought he was going to die when he foamed at the mouth and went into cardiac arrest. Come on now, we're talking about trust of those individuals who we may be in the care of. And speaking of trust, did you hear about the Iowa hospital executive that stole a hot dog cart vendor's identity and used it for three decades while obtaining $200,000 in loans, with the victim labeled crazy and thrown into a mental hospital when he complained? Think about the power, the temporary authority that the Iowa hospital executive had over a person. Think about that. So this executive, you always hear me talk about titles. What do they really mean? You're talking about the individual that's possessing that title. And here this executive from a hospital stole a hot dog cart vendor's identity in 1988. You know it's 2024. They racked up $200,000 in loans, marry and have a child using the stolen name while the victim was locked up in a mental hospital for trying to claim his identity back. Matthew David Koreans, 58, is now facing up to 32 years in prison after he was convicted of one count of false statement to a National Credit Union Administration insured institution and one count of aggravated identity theft. You know, that's the reason why you hear me doing series now on, you know, cybersecurity or identity theft and all that, having been a victim, you know, so many different times and so many different ways, irrespective of how you keep trying to put up preventive measures. We're talking about trust. And speaking of trust, the governor of California restaurant is offering jobs at $16 per hour despite a new state law of $20 per hour for fast food workers. Say what? Come on now. Shoes must match the lips. Did you hear about the judge who tossed out the New York City squatters lawsuit claiming rights to a $900,000 Queens home after they tried using Shake Shack receipt to prove the home was theirs? Did you hear about it? I know you've been paying attention to the news about individuals who didn't buy the place or somehow or another gaining access to somebody else's home or apartment and refusing to get out. You know, it turned out to be a civil issue that law enforcement a lot of times can't address until the people take them to court and so forth and so forth. But that's pretty bold, don't you think? Did you hear that fashion food operating multiple Wendy's outfits around Massachusetts has contacted individuals affected in the March 11th breach? According to the company, somebody accessed its Paycor account. The Wendy's operator said that it used Paycor, an HR software provider for payroll management services. A subsequent investigation revealed unauthorized access to the Paycor account between March 11th and March 12th. While in our Paycor account, the unauthorized users access your personally identifiable information, read the company's letter to affected individuals. The company did not reveal which details the attackers may have access. We've reached out for clarification but have yet to receive a reply before publishing. However, at the very least, PII includes names and surnames, given that the company employed Paycor for payroll management. Individual social security numbers and home addresses could also be exposed. To mitigate potential risks, Fashion Foods said it would provide impacted individuals with 2 years of complimentary credit monitoring services. Fashion Foods is a franchise of Wendy's, among the world's largest fast food chains with over 7,000 locations globally. All of this identity itself. And then the question is, when are you notified? 12,000 years later? Faith is when you praise God in the storm, you trust him in the valley, and you follow him in the dark. And if God is the reason why you're still breathing, praise him. Did you thank him for waking you up today, for allowing you to go to sleep last night? In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18, the word, not Gary, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying. for all the Lord's people.